you understand the anger that feels that it was somewhat underhanded or disrespectful of a group who has shown great compromise in the willingness to get along, took the advisement that, being there for Remembrance Day would be a problem, discussed it with the veterans in a respectful manner, came to a conclusion that respected the veterans greatly, and the veterans said as much, and moved somewhere else to take care of that. So they showed the spirit of compromise. And then this kind of secretly out of the blue, the rainiest day of the year, initiative that, by law infraction, gives them 2 hours to move before a bunch of cops show up. Isn't that mean-spirited?
We have bylaws to enforce. We have many, many, many complaints from the public who want their public space back. They were calling and complaining about how they were being treated in some of the instances as well, and you can read them in the media today. For us, it was to reclaim the public space that they've asked for. The public space is for all. It's not for a select few. It's not for a select few. It's for everybody, and they have the right to be there as well. They're welcome to come back. They can bring their democratic voice and the protest, but they can't bring back their tents.
Given that it's a bylaw infraction, what was the freaking hurry? We're talking 2 hours that they were given in the most impossible weather possible here in Halifax. And, They went to great lengths to compromise on the cenotaph issue, but there was no spirit of that coming back from the city saying, "Hey, we got a problem. Let's try to resolve this in that way." It was just 40 cops show up and remove them immediately.
Council asked to enforce the bylaw. It then became an operational issue, and it was in the hands of bylaw enforcement police, and they dealt what they felt was the best time frames in terms of the overall public safety.
Look, bylaw infractions are real infractions of the law, and no one would say otherwise. On the scale of things, they're pretty low, though. Have been involved with violations of the city charter related to $5.4 million in loans. You've had court orders ordering you to take care of a probate file. Why is it that you're not evicted, but they are?
Again, sticking to the issue at hand, council made the decision to deal with those issues, and staff followed those instructions.
So the protesters, demonstrators, are held to a higher standard of law than you are.
Council made the decision to enforce the bylaw. Staff took that direction and dealt with it.
Yeah. Are you at all embarrassed by this?
I support the police and their initiatives in terms of achieving a professional and...
I'm not asking if you're embarrassed about the cops. I'm asking if you're embarrassed personally about this.
The council ordered unanimously to enforce the bylaw. Council enforced the bylaw.
You don't feel a little cowardly about this whole thing?
Council... We made that decision, and we stick with that decision.
You kind of backhandedly, behind the scenes, got something agendized. You agendized it in secret, at a secret meeting. You never went public with it. Isn't that kind of, I don't know what the word is.
Council made the decision, and council's decision was followed through.
So council voted on this?
Yes, they did.
Just to be clear.
It was unanimous.
It was unanimous?
Yes.
Okay. I have councillors out there are saying they did not vote on an eviction.
I can't talk about what went on in camera other than there was a unanimous outcome.
Here that it's in.
And what was the vote about?
To enforce the bylaw.
I'm sure it's fine.
And the bylaw is about camping in parks?
To enforce the parks bylaw.
Okay. Grand Parade's not a park.
Nope.